Discord. Recording is in progress. Yeah, and there's somebody here actually on Zoom as well. Yeah. You can just go. If you can go to the website, theyerushalmi.org, and there is a button there right on the front there, join, and it takes you right into this Zoom meeting. It's very easy to get to. You get me. You get this share right now. Okay, let's get started. We're starting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi starts on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph. Everybody's been asking me, why does the Yerushalmi start on Daf Aleph, not on Daf Beis like the Bavli does? And I tell them that my Rebbe told me when I was in Cheder that the reason why the Bavli begins on Daf Beis is because Aleph stands for Avos, Perkei Avos, which is Midos, because Derech Eretz Kabbalah Torah. So if that's the real Teretz, then why does the Yerushalmi begin Daf Aleph? So that's the Tzarchin Gadol on his Teretz. So what's the other possibility? So the other possibility, I guess, would be chronologically the order in which the Yerushalmi was developed, according to the Art Scroll introduction, according to many Rishonim. First, the Yerushalmi was developed by Rabbi Yochanan in the Galil, probably in Tveria and other places over there. And then this was about 100 years, 150 years after the Korban. And then 100 years later, they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Bavel. Bavel saw the Yerushalmi, according to this approach, and about another 100 years of development, 150 years after that. And so, therefore, Bavli is the Basra. The Riff at the end of Erevin says Bavli is the Basra. That's why we paskin like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi, because they saw the Yerushalmi and they took the Yerushalmis that they wanted to, and the ones they didn't accept, they rejected. And so if the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, we'll paskin like the Bavli. And therefore, perhaps that's why the Yerushalmi starts on Daf Aleph, because that came first. That's a pet theory I just made up. I don't know if it has any evidence to it whatsoever. It probably has nothing to do with anything except for the way the printer printed it. Probably has anything, nothing else to do. Anyway, that's the Hakdama. Let's get started. So the first question is, from when do we read Kriya Shema Ba'arvin at night? So why are we starting off with a question? Hecho Koi Tana. The Gemara says in Brachas, where's the Tana going? That he's starting off with a question, from when do we read? The Gemara says that the Tana is saying, look at the top name, Moshe, Tana Akrokai, the Siv, the Shachwa, Uvkamech. That the Tana was by the Pasuk. So he was learning Chumash. And as he was learning Chumash, he saw the word B'shach B'cha, and he said, wait a second, what does this mean? Me'im Asan. When is considered when you go to sleep? There is no equivalent to Rashi. It's just another parish that's on the side. It is like Rashi in the sense that it explains Pashat and the Gemara. They asked, you know, because we have all these different Pirushim, which one should we use as our common denominator? So in the Art Scroll introduction, it says that they asked for Khan Kamiyeski, and he suggested using for Brachos the Haredim, which is happens to be on the inside of the Gemara right now. So we'll use it as the case calls for it. Anyway, so the Pasuk, He's staying by the Pasuk, so he's saying Me'im Asan. So the answer is, I'll come back to that answer because I think it's very significant. And the answer is, Mishosha Kohanim Nechosin Lechem Trumasan. From the time the Kohanim, who are Tamei, and they go ahead and they have to go to the mikvah, and the rule is that a kohen who's tamei, if he wants to eat truma, he has to wait until tzeisak hakavim. So from that moment, from the time that they can start to eat their truma, that's considered the zman of kriya shema shel arvos. That's when it begins. It begins at tzeisak hakavim. Now the obvious question is, why didn't the Tana just simply say that's from tzeisak hakavim? What's he writing this in a roundabout way? Just right. Tzeisak HaKofim will be the simplest way to present an answer to a straightforward question. So, if you take a look in the Shnos Elio from the Vilna Gaon, in the back of the Mishnayos, it's the Vilna Gaon writes the following. Hardik Tani, 1 second. Haino Tseisakakavim. Vahardik Tani Tseisakakavim. Why not just simply say that? Mishun Dulomatsinu Shir Tseisakakavim Batara Klau. This is a wonderful Vilna Gaon. The only, we never find, if you look throughout the whole Torah, you'll never find the Zman of Tseisakakavim. It doesn't say it anywhere. What does it say? Rak Eitz Sol Truma Ksiv Uvah Hashemesh V'Taher. It says a pasuk by Truma that after he goes to the mikvah, then when the sun sets, Taher and it's Tahar Yuma, that the day goes by, that's the only kind of like remez, or I wouldn't say it's remez, means Tzeisak HaKavim in the Chumash. So therefore, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, instead of writing Tzeisak HaKavim, he chose to use the one place in the Chumash where Tzeisak HaKavim is referenced, which is this exact Zman of when the Kohanim go are allowed to start to eat Truma. Now, these two things, the reason I mention these two things, I think it's remarkable that the Torah Shabbal Peh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, this is, of course, the beginning of Torah Shabbal Peh, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to start Torah Shabbal Peh with two messages to us, almost encoded, but or encrypted, or whatever it is. But I think it's like the most important message for Torah Shabbal Peh, and that is number one, Tana Hechakoi, where is the Tana that he starts to ask us, Mei Masai, he's standing by the Pasuk, Uvashachu. That is that the methodology of learning is you're learning Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shabbal Peh Sezanin right together. It's not the shot like we grew up, you know, we were trained first Chumash, we were a couple of years Chumash, and then we trained Mishnah, a couple of years Mishnah, and then we learned Gemara. So in our minds, we separate these two. We don't realize it's completely connected. The Tana was learning Torah Shemiksav with Torah Shabbal Peh at the same time. That's why it starts this way. Me'imasai, that's the first message Rabbeinu HaKadosh told us. The second message he told us is, I'm not going to write Mitzvah HaKofim, which is just be my words. I'm going to write from the Shalat HaKahanim HaNifnas Lechol Trumosim, which is the only place in Torah Shemiksav that Mitzvah HaKofim is mentioned. Again, another connection to the Torah Shemiksav and the Torah Shabbal Peh being so linked so closely. That's the Chidushi Torah of tonight. Okay, so how long do you have to read? That's from when? From when do you read it? From the time the Kohanim go to eat the Truma, if they went to the Mikvah, which would be Tzeisak HaKavim. And until when can they read it? Now, it didn't say until when. It said, May Amosai. Some people took away the first mem. They wrote, Amosai, when do you read the Kriya Shema? In which case, this Mishnah works out very well. It starts off with the starting time, and then it goes to the ending time. Ad Seif HaShemaras HaRishayim, until the end of the first Hashemaras. That means the first third of the night, because there are three Hashemaras. Hashemaras is that in the Shemayim, the Malachim are being Meshameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in shifts. There are three shifts in Shemayim. And at the end of the first, until the end of the first shift, which would be one third of the night, that's how long you have to prepare Shema. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And we're going to see in a second what the pshat is, why Rabbi Eliezer says what he says. Some say you have until midnight, until dawn. So what's the pshat in this makhloka? So if we look at the Haredim, he explains it. He quotes the Taisus HaRash. It's Dibre Maskal Atchiyal Anamar HaShachar. Shekol HaLaila Koriz Man Shkiva. V'zeh Lashon HaTaisus HaRash. Ad Seif HaShmer Rishayna B'Hofi Pligi. This is what they're arguing about. That when it says they're lying down, that means as long as they are involved in going to sleep. Like in the next word that says when they get up, and when it says they get up, as we know, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is only until 1/4 of the day. You have 3 hours, let's say 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's what my Kriya Shema is. So uvkumecha does not mean as long as you are up. It means when you're getting up. So just like when Uv Kamecha means when you're getting up, so to Uv Shachbucha, it means when you're going to sleep, not Kozman, you're asleep. It means Kozman, you're going to sleep. Rami Gamliel holds, no, that each word has its own meaning. that when it comes to kumechol, when you get up, so that means while you're getting up, uvishachbuchol is going to mean as long as you are asleep. Kozman sharam shofet. Okay, so the Tosfos Rosh is mazber the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel. So conveniently, he leaves out the chacham. The chacham are left out. The chacham say till chatzos, and the Tosfos Rosh was not mazber with the chacham hold, right? Rabbi Eliezer holds it's 1/3 of the night because that's how that's when people go to sleep. They start to go to sleep at 6. They finish going to sleep by 10. When the Gamliel holds, it doesn't mean when they're going to sleep, it means as long as they are asleep. So it's a whole night. But we did not explain what the Chacham hold. What does the Chacham hold when they say Chatzos? Do they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, or do they hold like Rabbi Eliezer? That's what the next part of the Mishnah is going to explain to us. Maisa uvo vanavi beis ha-Mishnah. Here's a story that the children of Rabbi Gamliel came from a party. That's important. That's an important part, the fact that it says Mibes HaMishta. Maybe we'll get back to why it says Mishta. So the children said to their father, Loi Karinu Ashma, we didn't read Kriya Shema. We kind of like, you know, we got involved in the party, and it's after midnight. So what are they asking him? What are they asking him? So the Pnei Moshe explains what they're asking him. All the way down, go four lines up from the bottom of the Pnei Moshe on the page. This is what they're saying to him. When the Chacham said Chatzos, Dafka Kamri Usulo, did the Chacham mean you can only read till Chatzos and no more? Now, what that means is the following. He doesn't speak this out, but this has got to be the Pshat. Is it the Pshat that the Chacham hold like Rebbe Lazar in their uptight of what Uvishach Bucham means? Meaning that Uvishach Bucham means when you're going to sleep. And they're just arguing about how long do people usually go to sleep. Do they go to sleep from 6 till 10, 1/3 of the night? Or I'm saying, well, there's some stragglers that'll go to sleep a little later. And they'll go to sleep until midnight. But basically, they're agreeing that the Pshat and Bishop is like Rebbe Lazar. That's what they meant. Like Vesulo, no more than that. So what they meant was that beyond Chatzos is no longer this Makrish from any rice. And they argue on you, Rabbi Gamliel. They hold there is you cannot recreate Shema Yotze after Chatzos. And therefore, we're going to have to ask him like a Chacham, and we won't be able to say Kriya Shema. The second side of their question was Rabbanu Kama Sechsviel Lahu. They hold like you that Uvishach Buchar really means Kozman that you are asleep. They're only saying Chatzos for it's a Shyog. So that was their question. Do they hold like Rebbe Lazar, or do they hold like you and they're uptight of the Shach? That's why the Tosfos Rosh didn't explain what the Chacham held. He only had to explain the two extremes, Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Eliezer. The Chacham, that's proof of what the Mishnah is saying. That's what the children were asking. If dawn hasn't come, you have to read. Now he goes off on a little bit of a tangent, but this is the Mefarshim explained that this is also from the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Not only in this case did the Chacham say Chatzos, that it's the mitzvah, even though they sent Chatzos, that it's a mitzvah the whole night. Any time they say Chatzos, it really is all the way up until dawn. Hector Chalom Beivam, here's some examples. So these are karbanas that when you mark the carbon, you set the carbon, you do shrika, and then you go ahead and you have to put, let's say it's a carbonola, you cut the animal into parts and you put the rest, the pieces of the animal on the mizbeach. So that's called the hector. They're putting it on the mizbeach. To do this on the mizbeach is up until the morning. Now, it doesn't say clearly here whether the rule of chatzos applies here. Rashi, it's my quickest Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi holds that this case is excluded from the din of the Chacham never said chatzos by hector chalavim by varim, and you could do hector chalavim the whole night. It's just for here agav orche. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam paskins that there's a din chatzos even by hector chalavim by varim. I will just mention parenthetically that in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Perush on the Yerushalmi, which is Al Derech HaKosha Pshat, he doesn't even bother with the Rambam. He just quotes Rashi's Pshat and he moves on, which I find interesting. The thing Moshe decided to quote it, and all the Mefarshei HaMishnayos quoted, but I don't know. Make of it what you want.
What's it called? It's Pshat.
What's that?
What's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Perush called?
I'm not sure what it's called. I'm not sure.
What? It's an intro over here.
Yeah.
It'll bring it down.
Yeah, you can get his parish online at hebrewbooks.org. It's all available there. So now we'll go on to the next line. Anything that's eaten for one day, so such as chatas, for instance. Chatas is necholim liyom b'layla. So you can eat it all day and you can eat it supposedly all night, so but the Chachamim went ahead and said that you can only eat it until Chatzos. Chachamim wanted to mark you from Olivera. It's because if you eat it after Halos, what happens? You're eating Nosar. What do you have if you eat Nosar? Taurus. It's pretty serious stuff. So therefore, the Chachamim made a siog and said you cannot eat after. After all those. Okay. So that's pretty much the Mishnah. Any questions? Okay. So the importance of Mishnah. So the reason why it says Mishnah, it's you'll see in the Gemara, it's brought halacha actually too. The Rishim Bayichai says, after all those. If someone was Nenas, there was an Oinus. Then you have an extension for Kriya Shema of night beyond Alois HaShachar. You can actually read it into the Alois time frame. But that's only if it's an Oinus Gomer. If it's not an Oinus Gomer, if it was a Pshia, like for instance, you're at a Mishnah, then you don't have that extension. So Mepharshim say, that's why it says their case is talking about they came from a Mishnah to be Meramis to people that the Halacha that you only have until Alois is only in that case where it was a little bit of a pshia that they missed it. But if it was an itis, then they would talk to have a little bit more, even beyond a list. Okay. I'll just say one other thing. In the Mishnah, there's a lot of Torah on this Mishnah. Two things. One thing is, why did they start with the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema? It's not the first Mitzvah in the Torah. So why did Rabbeinu Kosher start with Kriya Shema? So there are a lot of different words, and one of which is, when you become Bar Mitzvah, that's your first Mitzvah that you encounter. Okay. Another quick note is, why does it say Korin, Lashon Rabin? So when do we read? Why does it say we must say Korei Yashma? So the Vilna Gaon famously said that you can't be motzi someone in Kriya Shema. That everyone has to read Kriya Shema for themselves. Because it's Kavod Amar Shemaim. I can't do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. So that's why it's Lashon Rabin. Okay, that's some Torah. Okay, let's go a little Viking. Maybe most Akkadian Shema Bavin. I'm not thinking of Misha Shakon and the Hosan Lachim Shema. So it says in our Mishnah from the time that they eat Truma. Tony Rafia, Misha Shadak, and the Hosan Lachim Pitam Belele Shamas. And Rafia had a Tesefta that says that's not a different time is listed here. That's from the time that people eat their bread on the night of Shabbos. In other words, Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. They eat their Shabbos Friday night meal. That's when Zman Kriya Shema is. The Tony Allah, present Devei and Leo Shabbat. And it says that those two time periods are close. They're very close. So even though there are two different times listed, one says Tseis, one says from the time they eat their bread, but they're close. Now the Gemara says, we go a little further, okay? We have 10 minutes. Right? So the Gemara says, Esaf Hameh. So usually in Bavli, we always say, Toshma, come here. In Yerushalmi, it's Esoch HaMeh, come and see. That's what they say that's the Yerushalmi is, you know, Eretz Yisrael. So there's the aura of Eretz Yisrael. So there, it's not just hearing, it's seeing. Okay, whatever. Esoch HaMeh, come in here. How can that be so? Now, this is an example of how language of the Yerushalmi is a little difficult, and a lot of times you have to kind of like just roll with it. Here it's, From when is the time that the Kohanim eat? That's from Tesach Kohanim. So when the words Yomamahu, it's day, it's a little difficult, and the professor tried to explain it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time explaining every single word of the Yerushalmi. I don't think you're going to get anything out of that. You can look in the Mefarshim to see how they explain those words, Yomamo. But it doesn't mean it's day. It means it's at the end of the day. Okay, it's Tesach Kohanim is the time that it is. But Mishasha Dark Ne'arim Nefas Lechol Pitam Blele Shavas Shaw V'Tati Le'ol Yehu. But the time that people eat the bread, that's 1 or 2 hours after nightfall. So what does that mean? How do they know that? Well, the question is, you're telling me that they're almost the same? People are first eating their Friday night meal 1 hour or 2 after Tzeisach Kohavim, and now you're telling me that those 2 times are the same? So Amara Fulda here on the right margin here, he says over here, Kamosha Vatati Lel Yehu, you see it? So the Marfulda says, Yesh Mefarshim, if he should darken Hoyol Hisasef, Lidrosh, Lele Shabbosis. They used to gather in Shul. Other Mefarshim speak out that because of logistical issues, that they didn't actually during the week, they didn't get together for Meirav. They just came home and they davened Meirav Bechidus at home because Tfilas Arvus was Shus. That's what the Mefarshim say here. But on Friday night, they all got together and they went to the shul, which is in the field, and they davened. And not only did they daven, they also had drushas. And the drusha wasn't just a short, question of the week, which lasted about 60 seconds, but it was actually 1 or 2 of drushas. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting. I find it interesting for another reason. It says in Shulchan Aruch that Kishayovo Lebeso Yochel Miyat says it's pretty much what the Sif says. When you come home from shul, you should eat right away. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there, why is that? Because, as we know, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is Zakas Yom HaShabbos HaKadoshai, Zafeyo B'Tnisaso, Zafeyo B'Yitziyaso. Remember Shabbos both when it begins, both when it ends. And B'Tnisaso, therefore, means when it at the very start of it. The mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos is at the very onset of Shabbos. So when you come home, you shouldn't, take a nap and have a schmooze and then get to your meal, because maybe you're not that hungry, but especially nowadays, it's 5 o'clock, 5:30. Maybe I'll wait till 7:30, when I usually eat supper during the week. And then I'll make Kiddush. No, it says you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. It says supposed to eat right away, but what that really means is that's just code for, since you're going to eat right away, you're going to have to make Kiddush right away. So that is interesting in light of this Mara Fulda, who was indicating that they had a midhug to go Friday night into the fields and stay there for a drusha for 1 or 2. You see, they weren't so makir to make Kiddush right away, which I'm not asking it as a question. I'm just making an observation in light of the halach. Yeah. It says here, you're here. How can you be there and be there? Okay. So the more answers the question. Again, the question is, one says, and one says it's sometime they eat the bread, and it says that they're about the same. How can they be the same? They're at least 1 hour apart. Rabbi Yossi, so the Gemara says, Tiftar be'ilenka farnaya tekikayaya. This, when it says that it's about the same, that's talking about if it's in the village. The small villages, they used to daven Meiriv a little bit earlier. They would normally abandon the roads and come home while it's still day. They're afraid of the wild animals that can attack them at night because they're out in the villages, they're on the outskirts. So there were a lot of animals. So they would accept Shabbos early. They would accept Shabbos early, and they would come home early. So by the time they came home, all the food was, of course, prepared because it was prepared for Shabbos. And so they would be eating, based on the timing, their timing would be that they would be eating at about Tzeisach Kohavim. So for those people who were you know, who had to conduct themselves that way because they were in outlying places. So Tzeisach Kochavim and eating Friday night was about the same. Of course, in the towns, the busy cities, it was not the same, but that's not what those Tosefta was talking about. Now, to me, if you read before Tzeisach Kochavim, you're not Yotze Pirshma. So in Kalam, so why would they read it? Why do we read it in Shul? Now, this might be a general question that the Yerushalmi knew that, you know, we daven at Shkia and then we daven Maya right away after Shkia. So they're asking, why are we saying Kriya Shema? And the answer is, or it could be that they're asking on the previous Gemara, how did those people who davened early, how were they able to say Kriya Shema? Anyway, the answer is, when they read it in Shul, they're not doing it to Yotze, the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, because of course they're not Yotze, the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, until it says. They're only trying to start davening. There's different pshatim and how to learn this teretz. In footnote 8, you'll see, he brings down, Rabbeinu Tam says, it was customary for the congregation in davening Meirev to preface the prayer with a recitation of the scriptural passages of Shema alone without the brachos. So that means they would use Shema very much the way we use Ashrei for Mincha. It was just used as a Divrei Torah to start off one essay with. So they weren't saying Kriya Shema with the brachas. They were just saying Kriya Shema like a preface to the Shemona Esrei. They would tell later after Tzeis Chacham, then they would repeat again Kriya Shema with the brachas. That's the way he learns the Gemara. What would be the pshat then? Why they said, Rabbi Natan's not alone. A lot of the Farshim explained this. This way, and why would they say, why did they pick Kriya Shema to say before Shemona Esrei? I think it's a Dover Pashit, because in Kriya Shema it says only so the whole marker for Tfila comes from Kriya Shema. That's number one. Number two, Kriya Shema is a representation of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and the Sifri says Avdei Zutfila, Avdei Zutorah. So Torah and Tefillah are all coming from Kriya Shema, so it's a very appropriate way to begin Shemona Esrei. And third of all, because it's Kabbalah Salmah Shemayim. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mr. Shem will begin tomorrow from this point. I think the decision about whether how we do it.